Hello, world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. And you're listening on the IBGR network. This is episode number 4. Today, we're talking about unleash your authority using your authentic voice behind the camera. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Segara. Some people know me as Rich. I'm a TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 people around the globe and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with your own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Remember that you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your podcast, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
And as always, we'll start with a quote. This is from May Sardo. We have to dare to be ourselves, however frightening or strange that self may prove to be. And welcome to the show.
I don't know why, but I just heard the words freak flag. You know, let your freak flag fly.
Yeah. We sing a lot of songs in the background.
Exactly.
Showing our age, I think.
Uh-oh.
this is a perfect episode though, Declan, because in the beginning, every time I open a show, I use my radio voice. And this is not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about radio voice. We're talking about your freak flag voice. Whatever that may be.
Whatever that is, yes. Well, I know that if you want to become a person worth watching, the only way I know to do it is to show up as your authentic self. And, you know, I went to school for television and, you know, broadcasting, and there's classes. I remember one class where we were supposed to learn the Mid-Atlantic accent. So there's a certain accent. I don't know if you've studied this. In the United States, at least, there's so many different accents and ways that people speak, but when you watch the news, they've all been trained to speak. They all sound the same. They all have a similar cadence and tone and
no accent. Southern twang.
Right. All that good. Even though they may have that in their normal lives on TV, there's a uniformity, and it's actually learned. It's taught. Very few people actually speak that way. And I remember learning about this and finding it so fascinating. And that's fine for the news, I guess. But when it comes to you and having your own show or making your own videos or having your own podcast, people want to know who you are, and they want to know, like, and trust you to take the next step with you. And if you show up some other way, they're not going to stay, right? They're going to move on, because it'll be somehow perceptible. It's sort of unconscious too. They'll just feel some type of disconnect with you if you're trying too hard to be perfect or to sound a certain way that you think is more professional. It's something I had to learn. I had to unlearn TV talk.
Yeah.
To do the kind of work that I do.
You're okay. Your audience are like dogs. they can sense, just like dogs can smell fear. Your audience can tell when you're not being authentic. Mm-hmm. People can tell when it's not really, really you. I'm doing air quotes right now.
Yeah. And it's not something that we're entirely conscious of. It's this underlying current. Mm-hmm. The opposite of it is sometimes you've met someone, I know this has happened to you. You'll meet someone, and then later you're talking about that person to another friend, and you're like, I don't know, there's just something about that guy. And it could be positive or it could be the other way. I don't know. There's just something about him, right? You can't put your finger on it, but your brain knows, your energy body knows. And this is what we're trying to convey. And so when you're in your body, when you're in your skin and you're just being you, that's what we mean by being authentically yourself.
Yeah.
The people who you are meant to attract will be attracted. And spoiler alert, You are not for everyone, and everyone is not for you. Thank God, because
people
that's where
won't
there's a
like
lot of...
me. Oh no!
I know. Sorry to break the news. I didn't like that either when I first heard that. I was like, "What?" But it's such a relief, right? And there's plenty of people who are for you.
Yeah.
And that's why you just want to be yourself. And those people are going to find you. The more you're putting yourself out there, this is why it's so great to have your own TV talk show, because you get to show up over and over again, being you, doing the work that you do, showcasing, shining a light on your guests if you have an interview format show. Mm-hmm. And your audience will start to build and develop and want more and more of you. And guess what? People tend to hang out with people that are kind of like them too. So yeah. If you attract somebody who loves you, they're probably going to tell their friends or colleagues or clients about you. And so this is the way that your audience can grow.
Yeah. And I work with a lot of people on air who want to sound like or be like someone else. And there's a difference between, I think, finding a mentor in the industry that you resonate with to get pointers from. So, you know, I like the way so-and-so does this in their podcast. I like the way so-and-so does this in their TV talk show. I like the way that they do that. I'm going to incorporate that, because Napoleon Hill talks about when he has his mentors, his dream mentors, and he kind of falls asleep with them. And he wants to be like this one, Emerson, and that one, and whatever. And this is a different thing. This is about having permission to be yourself, that, like you say, not everyone will like, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And you can still grow to become, that we want you to become, the next version of you that may incorporate some of these other ideas from other people ahead of you in the industry.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do that. I mean, it's part of why I watch other people's things, is to see, you know, how they speak, or maybe there's a little piece of it that resonates with me that I could incorporate, but it's still not trying to be that person.
Right. Right.
You got to be, you know, or like you said, permission. I love that. You have permission to be yourself.
Yay. Awesome. So on that note, make sure you subscribe to TVTalkShowFormula.com. This is episode 4. We have plenty of more episodes, coming this season. And if you do want more direct support to grow your TV talk show, or to build your TV talk show, to start your TV talk show, then contact us today at TVTalkShowFormula.info. We're here and we're available, and we want to have those conversations. This permission thing, I work with a lot of podcasters, and I start all of my podcasts with a laugh. And I usually say hello world. Cause when I first got behind the microphone, it just felt weird to just start talking. I wanted to have a greeting, and I laughed because I was literally talking to people from 183 countries around the world. And so this is just, that was what I share. And it's on a script that I share with our hosts, and sometimes they're like, they start, that's how they'll try to start out with the hello world. And it's not them. It's not authentic. I tell them, this is how I do it. Find your way to do it. Your way is exactly the way it's supposed to be.
You know, I just have an idea for what people need to do. What you're going to do, folks, we're following the formula. We're making an on-the-fly script change, by the way.
Oh, goodness.
So we want you to practice. Yes. You never know what's going to happen here. We want you to practice finding your authentic camera confident persona. And we were going to have you do one thing, but here's what I think. Based on what you just said, you just triggered it. You know, when you start your show, like Donna says, hello world, with her little laugh. And I found myself saying, I want to do the laugh, but that's her.
You can, you have my permission.
I like the laugh, but you know, hello world, that's her, you know, that's her signature. Here, now that I'm in Portugal and learning Portuguese, I've been starting my videos, regardless of who's watching them, with bom dia, which means hello, right? Or good day in Portuguese. Because I'm now attracting a Portuguese audience and a Brazilian audience, by the way, which is fascinating. But you know, those of you watching us, listening to us, how do you want to start your show? How do you want to start, you know, in the beginning? The other way that I start my video shows, TV talk shows, with something like, hey, everyone, you know, Declan O'Sagara here, coming to you with another, it's like, hey, it's just consistent. So what is your opening? You want to identify that, and you might play around with different things until it lands, but you want to pick one just to play with. And then we want you to stand in front of the mirror and practice saying your opening. So if it was me, I would stand in front of a mirror. We dare you to do this. Double dog dare you.
Triple dog dare you, doggone it.
Look into your eyes and say, hey, everyone, you know, your name or what your version is, right? And you can borrow ours temporarily. Hello, world, right? Just to have something, but you want to pick your own thing. You want to get to your own thing, and you want to just keep saying it in different voices. Hey, everyone, Declan O'Sagara. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Oh, no, now we're really dating ourselves. Hey, everyone, right? You want to play with the tone and the inflection and the cadence until you land into your natural, authentic way of saying your show opening. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I love it. I love it. Because I do hear people and they're like, hello, world. Or, you're listening to, you know. And so it does have to be authentic to you. How when you're on the phone with your best friend, and they answer the phone, what do you say? You know, hey, it's Donna or whatever. You know, how do you start conversations? Because essentially that's what you're doing, is you're starting a conversation.
Yeah, totally. And the most important part of your show is that very opening part. If they're not resonating with you immediately, you're done.
Yeah, they're gone.
They literally are going to change the station, right?
Yeah.
So this is why being yourself, just loving who you are, loving how you sound, and this is why the practicing out loud until you get you find your spot, your sweet spot, so important, because that's the key to them opening, you know, getting in the door and staying with you.
And on that note, we're going to have to wrap it up, Declan, because we are out of time.
we should have our own talk shows.
I know. Subscribe to the TV Talk Show Formula at tvtalkshowformula.com. This is wrapping up week one, Unleash Your Authority with the TV Talk Show Formula, episodes 1 through 4. You're listening to episode 4 right now, Unleash Your Authority, Using Your Authentic Voice Behind the Camera. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Declan O'Sagara. Thanks for listening.
Take care. Bye.